Hey, my friends, welcome to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. Hope you guys are having a terrific day today. Hope you guys are staying strong and healthy, and you could try to not make a mess over there.
I made a mess.
Well, the clock kind of ran down on us earlier. It kind of started a little early here. We have normally we got about 30 seconds down, and then it comes on. Kind of was like 0 seconds.
Well, I'm using the GHI and the collagen. People are always asking me. I don't know why people are so obsessed with my hair. Obsessed. I mean, you can't believe all the emails I get about my hair.
You got good hair, man.
Well, no, they think it's a wig. They think it's a toupee.
Don't be pulling on it for you.
No, don't do that again. I'll do it myself. There you go. I mean, it's real. And, you know, and one of the reasons that it stays so healthy is because I take the collagen every single day and I do the, you know, GHI cleanse every single day.
The collagen becomes sometimes annoying to me because I have to cut my fingernails every like 2 to 3 days. Yeah. I don't know if you have that.
It's like I've grown talons. They're so strong.
I take a lot of it. On top of that, I'm always training. So it's like it grows and grows and grows.
What's up with toenails, man? They go nuts on this stuff.
Yeah, I don't know. Women probably enjoy that side effect. I do not. Having my fingernails have to get cut.
Run outside and climb a tree.
Yeah.
That's just crazy.
Up a tree. So hope you guys are enjoying all the information. Hope you guys are staying strong and healthy on everything, including all the supplements. You guys need anything, we've got the Purple Sticks 3-pack specials on sale. And on the Brower Show, make sure you continue to stay updated on all different episodes that we have, including the different topics and health topics and world news topics, so you can get updated. Sign up, name, email address, click the Brower Show and the Health Master.
You know, I got a lot of traction on talking about the reptilian shapeshifters the other day.
Oh my God.
I can't believe the emails I got on that.
Bro.
We're not going to go there again, though.
No, we're not going to go there again today.
But I want you to read something. Now, this is from Solzhenitsyn.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to pull this up here real quick.
This is where we are right now with our government. You know, Solzhenitsyn wrote a book, The Gulag Archipelago, which talked about the development of the structure of gulags or prisons throughout the Soviet Union and how the government was basically lying to everybody and putting on show trials and fake trials until they put a prison system in place to get all the dissidents locked up.
That's exactly what happened.
And this is an interesting quote. I'll read you his quote
right here.
Just pulling up. Go ahead and give me camera 4, Rich, if it comes up.
Yep.
Give me camera 4. We know they are lying. They know they are lying. They know that we know that they are lying, and we know that they know that we know they are lying, and yet they still continue to lie.
That pretty much sums up everything right now. I mean, it really does. As sad as that is to say, I mean, that's what we have going on right now in this weird state of affairs. You know, I've had so many people contact me in the last few weeks.
Oh, by the way, we don't want to talk about Epstein.
No.
But everybody else is talking about Epstein.
Well, no, and the reason why everybody's talking about Epstein is because it's such a disturbing topic. And this is something that I wanted to cover because a lot of people are like, oh, yeah, you know what? What's going on with this? What's going on with that? And all you have to do is a little due diligence to understand why everybody's so irritated. You know, this is the Freedom Information Act. This is the report from 2008. The FBI was actively investigating Epstein for rape and trafficking of 36 underage girls. 36.
That's a tip of the iceberg, or 1,000.
But just think about that for a second. This is just what the state of Florida was investigating, and they buried a lot of the information because they did a sweetheart deal with it because he provided information as a confidential informant. They said until he agreed to cooperate by exposing a Wall Street hedge fund executive involved in money laundering. Remember, this all happened. Also, we're money laundering. In exchange, federal charges were quietly dropped. Official records confirmed the FBI acknowledgement Epstein as a confidential informant. They were using him to get information. And here's one of the releases right here. 9/11/08, case agent advised Ryder, Epstein is currently being prosecuted by the state of Florida and is complying with all conditions of his plea deal with the state of Florida. Epstein's also provided information to the FBI as agreed upon. Case agent advised that no federal prosecution will occur as long as Epstein continues to uphold his agreement with the state of Florida. Meaning, as long as he stays a snitch because he's already a spy and he's an informant, then he gives us all this money on Wall Street, because basically that's what it came down to. We're dropping the federal charges. We're keeping them state in Florida. with these charges with basically rape and underage minors and trafficking. And he's going to get a sweetheart deal. He's going to ankle monitor. He's got to stay in his house.
You know, the problem that Trump has with this is that him and Epstein literally have hundreds of photographs
they
together.
Do.
They were basically, he used to say that Epstein was his wingman.
Yeah.
Yeah, when they go into clubs and pick up women. And the crazy part about all of this stuff is when you stop and you look at it, now Trump's trying to say, oh, I never liked the guy. You know, just own up to it, bud. Say, we were buddies, and, you know, and I found out some stuff that he was doing, and I decided I didn't want to be involved in it anymore, and then he got me involved in some crap I shouldn't have been involved in, and so we kind of walked away from it.
Well, and here's another thing that I want to play this video, and this shows you the level of gaslighting that they're doing right now, because these videos, these snippets, most of them were from last summer all the way into the fall, from multiple individuals that are now in the federal government that are working, saying there is no anything, there is no list. Now apparently it's a giant hoax. It doesn't never even happen. I'm going to play this video, Chris. Put it on camera for you.
Remember how Guffrey basically committed suicide a couple months ago, make sure she could come out and testify.
Listen to this. This is Donald Trump.
On Epstein's list. Has even been brought to light. I'm trying to figure out how that's possible, right? But it's almost like they're trying to protect those pedophiles for some reason. I can't imagine why, right?
Why is the FBI protecting the greatest pederast, the largest scale pederast in human history?
Simple, because of who's on that list.
Everybody in politics has a vice that's much worse than alcoholism, is the way that I put it. But we
release the list.
Seriously, we need to release the Epstein list. That is an important thing.
The DOJ may be releasing the list of Jeffrey Epstein's clients? Will that really happen?
It's sitting on my desk right now to review. That's been a directive by President Trump.
In this case, in Epstein's case, it is incredibly disturbing. We have flight logs. We have information, names that will come out.
I'm not ever going to let this story go because of what I heard from a source about Bill Clinton on a plane with Jeffrey Epstein. I'm not letting it go ever. Ever.
Are you still talking about Jeffrey Epstein? This guy's been talked about for years. You're asking... We have Texas, we have this, we have all of the things. And are people still talking about this guy, this creep? That is unbelievable.
You know, proven.
Well, you know, here, okay, let me just give you some personal stuff. This is going to be a weird story. I don't really want to discuss it, but it is what it is. We had cottages when I was a kid. And, you know, and we lived on a lake, and it was like at a fish camp. And in cottage number three, we had this older guy living in the cottage. He's probably 65, and he looked old, and his name was Fred Sickle. Now, he's long dead, and he was a pedophile. I've never really gone into detail with this before with you guys, and I remember one time he invited me to the movies. I was like 13 years old, probably like 67, 68, and I said, sure, why not? And because I didn't know he was a pedophile, and he's real nice, old geezer, old creep. And so he took me out, and I remember he put his hand on my leg, and I said, take your hand off my leg. I was 13, 14 years old. I was already getting my testosterone. That wasn't cool to me. And he did it again. I said, don't do that again. And of course, that was the last time that I ever went to a movie with this weirdo.
Yeah.
And then what happened is I told my mom about it, and he quickly moved out. Because I guarantee you, he don't want the cops being called about this stuff.
He probably had a record, too.
He probably had a record. And the thing about it is that, you know, when people are like that and you think, well, you know, are they really like that with children? Here's the problem that I've got with all of this stuff. It's children.
Yeah.
Okay. When Belichick goes out with, you know, he's 70 years old or whatever, he goes out with a 24-year-old. You know, I don't really care. She's 24 years old. Whatever he wants to do, whatever floats his boat.
We got consenting adults.
You got a consenting adult.
I mean,
who cares?
Everybody's got to deal with their own stuff.
You know, but when you go out with a girl that's 7, 8 years old and you take her out and you rape her, That's wood chipper stuff, guys. And, you know, and so we got these people in Congress. You hear what he said? They've got a lot of other things that they do other than alcohol.
Yeah.
Okay. And so what happens is this is a club and we ain't in it. Thank
God. That's
exactly
right. Okay? And I don't want to be in that club.
Because remember, in their religion, when they rape these children, they draw energy from them from the dark side. And it's all part of it. It's part of all of it. And when you understand that, you start to realize how many of them get involved in it, because it's kind of like this. If they're doing something really perverted, they want you to do something really perverted, so you can't turn them for doing something really perverted. So they make it available for you, and they tell you, hey, this is part of the club. You've got to do this if you want to get in. Remember that banker a few years ago, he came out? And he started talking about the international banking cartels and how he wanted to be part of it and part of the higher ups. And they finally took him. And they said he had to basically kill somebody, a little child. And he says, I'm not doing this. And that was the end of him. He came out and went public with it. So this is the kind of stuff that's going on behind the scenes. Remember when Mancow came on the show years ago and said that he went to San Diego and there was a quote-unquote Babylonian party there in this giant warehouse? And he had a spiral staircase that was coming down, and there was a priest on the staircase along with a nun, and both of them had their uniforms cut so they could have intercourse with each other. This just turned into an R-rated show. Don't let your kids listen to anything else on this show. And the thing about it is that he said he saw it in what they were doing. Then a top Hollywood actress came up to him. He told me the name, and she basically wasn't wearing a top and offered herself to him. Now, she's a named Hollywood actress. If I told you her name, you'd all know who she was. And he said, I'm not doing this. He walked out. The next day, he was approached on the street and said, if you mention any of this to anybody, we'll have you killed. Now, the crazy part about all of this stuff, this is the same guy who was walking down the streets with Malachi Martin. He's either Chicago or New York. And Malachi Martin told him how so many of the people around them were being demon-possessed. And Mancow goes, really? He goes, yeah, you want me to show you? He goes, show me. So he holds up his crucifix, and he says something in Latin, and some guy basically starts barking like a dog and runs off on all fours. My Mancow's told you that story before. He was there. He saw it. This battle that we have right now is not against flesh and blood, but against these principalities and these things in these higher places that we talked about in Angel Wars in depth. That's why I took 3.5 hours to do that show. That's why it took almost 2 full weeks to go through all the information that I had on Angel Wars, because I wanted you guys to know that this thing's legit. It's real. That's why I covered it about the other day about the aliens and the fallen angels, and that one lady who was raped by Epstein repeatedly basically said that she saw Epstein change form. Now, Ghislaine Maxwell saying that he's not dead. He's still running the show from Israel. So all of this stuff is legit. The problem is there are so many people involved in it in the federal government that it would cripple the government if it came out.
I think that's a factor that a lot of people have to look at. But at the end of the day, this is why so many people aren't letting this go now. Well, this is why social media is blown up with it, because everybody, especially parents, are going, what if that was my daughter?
No. What if that was my 5 or 6 or 7 year old daughter? Yeah. This isn't okay.
This isn't funny. And the problem with it is, now that they've lied to everyone, and like that quote said, now that we know they're lying, they know that we know they're lying. Now it's like, okay, are we going to turn a blind eye to this and just go, you know what?
Well,
let them keep doing pedo stuff. We're getting
after that crap happened with Fred Sickle with me. At that point in time, I loathed. Yeah. Pedophiles. I mean, I loathed them. And I had a very, very small tolerance for homosexuals, because a lot of them, basically, that's how they became homosexuals. Right. They got basically, the pedophile took care of them, and they're out there doing the same thing to other kids, some of them, not all of them. And so it gets to the point where you start to realize they've pushed this narrative now that their God is a snake in a tree called Einstein. I covered that the other day. I won't do it again. And that the closest way you're ever going to be to him is to be an hermaphrodite, because he's dual sex. He's male and female. So all of these weirdos are part of this satanic cult that's from the ancient Canaanite religions that have been ruling the planet for 4,000 years. That's what we've got going here right now. The problem is, also, they like to operate in the shadows.
Exactly right.
And that's what, and we all know that Epstein was. See, the reason I don't talk much about this stuff, because I've told you now for 5 years that Epstein was Mossad. I said, Epstein is Mossad. Read the book, Dead Men Tell No Tales. He's Mossad. And, you know, and that means he works for Israel. Okay, and Israel has compromised so many countries around the world through these programs that they have by pedophilia. And by these men going out and having sex with these girls in these honeypot situations, Robert David Steele talked about it. Probably one of the reasons he's not alive anymore. All of this stuff happens all of the time, but we're not supposed to see it. See, we have to think about Kim Kardashian's buttocks. We have to think about all the crazy crap that's going on TV. They don't want us saying who's on the stinking list, because we want to know who our politicians are that are corrupt to the core, to this level of perversion, and they don't want us to know because it's too extensive, including judges.
No, it's extremely extensive, and that's why now they're digging in, and Trump's digging in and saying the whole thing's a hoax. There's nothing that's ever happened, nothing to see here, and now the entire federal government's ignoring it.
Well, now, but Trump is absolutely losing. He's calling names to everybody. He's calling everybody. He's telling them they're stupid. This is a hoax. Now, here's the thing. I'm going to read you part of this, okay? The Epstein flip-flop creates cognitive dissonance.
That's exactly right. That's why they're doing this.
Yeah, okay. This is what's happening here is people are having what's called a paradigm shift. especially the ones that are the Trumpies, the Trumpers, the ones that basically would support Donald Trump no matter what he does as he sits around eating McDonald's and French fries and drinking diet soda. No matter what he does, they're going to support him. No matter what he does to support Israel bombing of Gaza. Remember, here's the crazy part about this. Russia goes in and wants to take part of the Ukraine back that has a bunch of Russian citizens in it, and they start a civil war over there after they've been shelled for about 8 years. Fact, it does. Gaza didn't do anything to Israel. Israel turned off its national defenses, and they came across this border, supposedly, if it wasn't Mossad, with hang gliders dropping grenades and balloons stuff.
Not just that. It was these Hamas terrorists, right?
Yeah.
That was the story. The other, I don't know, 1.5 million individuals that were
had
in Gaza.
Had nothing to do with it.
Had nothing to do with any of this.
And they've been killed by the hundreds of thousands, including women and children and Christians.
With AI drone airstrikes.
No, with lavender. I mean, so we've covered all of this stuff. But let me read this. This is not the first time the U.S. government has lied to our faces. Many people doubt what happened on 9/11, including the plane sitting in the Twin Towers. What about Building 7 or the Pentagon? It's obviously that no plane crashed in Shanksville. If no Epstein client list exists, why did he supposedly commit suicide, which he did not? Why is Ghislaine in jail? And it's obvious Epstein is a Mossad agent running a blackmail operation. It's obvious the Epstein client list incriminates Israel as much of the U.S. establishment. And why did they promise to release it and then renege? Why do they promise to audit Fort Knox and renege? Why do they promise to release the JFK information and renege? It seems that cognitive dissonance is being used to paralyze opposition, but in this case, it didn't work. Trump has been revealed as a Mossad agent. Whoa! Now, they're coming out saying he's Mossad. Now, whether he is or not, I don't know. I'm not going to go that far, but that's what this article says. And it says from Reddit Conspiracy, this is an open letter to the Trump administration from a Trump supporter. The lies about Epstein client lists are untenable. You cannot recover from this. The country knows he was a child sex predator. You cannot say there's nothing here. You'll find this is a poor hill to die on.
It really is. Exactly.
My hill to die on was I wasn't going to let one of these clowns walk to my front door 5 years ago, hold me down, and give me a shot with an mRNA vaccine. I told my wife that day, this is my hill. If I die on this one, I die on it. I'll go to heaven and be with Jesus. They ain't changing my DNA. She said the same thing. That was my hill. Now, I don't know why Hump by Trump has picked this hill to die on. But he's killing himself. And even some of his staunchest supporters are saying this is going to be the end of his presidency because it's going to completely dominate the next 3.5 years.
Well, it is. And the thing is, nobody, the influencers, social media, nobody's letting this go for specific reasons. Exactly what you said with cognitive dissonance. And explain this. I'm sure you guys know this. I want you to go in more detail. Cognitive dissonance is the mental discomfort experienced when holding two or more conflicting beliefs, ideas, when actions clash with beliefs. And that's what people are having happen now. Hardcore pro-Trumpers are now going, wait a minute. We've heard for years that Epstein's Mossad, that there's a massive client list. This is one of the biggest pedophile rings in history. This was tied in with Israel, that there's Hollywood elite and other individuals in the government tied into this. And now suddenly, on a Sunday evening, the FBI comes out and says, there is no list. There's never been a list. There's nobody to prosecute. Nothing to see here. And now Trump's doubling down on it. That's cognitive dissonance.
Here it goes. Here's more. Here's the real truth. All the normal people in America want every one of these pieces of garbage and predators to be jailed for the rest of their lives, and every single politician. They need to be basically raped in prison like they raped these girls.
You can see how it feels.
Okay? That's why I said this is not for kids now. They continue covering up for every politician misdoings, no matter what the side of the unit party that they reside on, and they need to get punished. They think they should just draw straws and throw a few billionaires under the bus, but they can't even do that. Time to spill the tea again. Taxation without representation. This is why the Second Amendment exists. And he goes on to say, the FBI and DOJ cover-up of Epstein should radicalize every American who cares about humanity in the world. Okay? To the MAGA Christian voters, this is interesting. Listen to this. Who are still behind Trump. What more else is there to say to you? You have been cuckolded by Daddy Trump straight up. At this point, this is no different than sitting in a chair and watching your wife get ravished by a rapist. Trump and his appointed loyalist, who you've given so much federal extrajudicial power to, is ravishing your morals in front of you as you cheer on. He is the deep state. He is the swamp that he is campaigned against. It's like he's the rest of us. He, like all the rest of us, have become slaves to AIPAC and Israel. While he locks up people on alligator Alcatraz and panders to your prejudices, he covers up a massive sex trafficking ring thing and gaslights reporters who bring it up. Now is the time for the Republicans, Democratic voters, and all those in between to put their differences aside, stop partaking in this billionaire-funded culture war, and unite against a state of authority that's rotten to the core. That's basically Israel and the government of the United States. And what's interesting about this is when you stop and you start looking at it, you start to realize what's happening, you start to ask yourself a question. How in the world did Jeffrey Epstein have one of the largest homes in Manhattan? Okay. How did he have his
New Mexico?
How did he have his own island? How did he have how did he have his own state in New Mexico?
Yeah.
Okay. How did he have a huge mansion in Florida? How was he worth hundreds of millions of dollars? And who gave him all this money? Because we cannot find anything that he ever did to generate revenue.
His job. I was just about to say, there's nothing ever documented about him generating revenue. Cash.
We know that he worked with. We know that he worked with Les Wexner, and a lot of these girls were promised Victoria's Secret model contracts. That's one of the reasons I opposed to Victoria's Secret now. And of course, the whole thing has collapsed anyhow. The clothes they have now is awful. They're awful there, because now they've gone into the trannies and all the weird stuff they do with Victoria's Secret. And now the beginning of this is this: who paid all these bills for Epstein? Who gave him all his money? He had a private jet and a private island. He had a temple on his island. What was he doing in the temple? Was that part of the human sacrificial network that's run by the ancient Canaanite religions that we've talked about so many times on the show? Probably. I mean, this is some crazy crap that we're involved in, Austin. And the problem is nobody wants to talk about it. And the sad part about it is if we don't figure out how to get past this as a country, it's going to do the same thing that Iran-Contra did with Reagan.
It is.
It's going to do the exact same thing.
Well, here's the mistake they made. From a psychological warfare, if you flip the other side of this, whenever you're playing this shell game and you're playing this gaslighting game that they've done, in order to make it effective, they needed to appease the masses with a scapegoat, and they didn't give one. They completely and totally flipped the switch and said, nothing exists, nothing's here, nothing's ever happened. They needed to go in and have multiple individuals that were high up that they basically were going to prosecute. That's the only way this game would have
Somebody
won.
Had to fall.
Somebody
the
had
sword.
To fall. Exactly. They needed it. Max, nobody cared about Max.
And that's what they did with just Lane
right.
and with Epstein in jail. Then they quickly let him loose.
But see, the problem with it is now we realize Ghislaine Maxwell and Epstein, we've known this, they were just the figureheads that ran the show behind the scenes. They weren't the ones that were only partaking in the perversion. They were just basically providing it. And that's the issue that's got so many people mad now, because they're realizing these guys were just the spearhead. And there's a whole nother army behind them of perverts that nobody's basically getting dressed with. And that's why this whole thing that happened with Bear Stearns, that happened with the other individual, as far as Leon Black, I think they had multiple guys were involved. With these hedge funds, and that's also where he was getting all this money. He got gifted that
from
Manhattan.
That's right.
He was gifted
right.
him. It's like a $40 million penthouse that gave it to him.
That's a huge home.
Huge home.
Trump keeps saying he's Israel's best friend, supporting his Gaza genocide and attacking Iran's nuclear facilities. Is Trump blackmailed by Mossad? Is he a Mossad agent? Is he a member of Shabbat? Did Shabbat's purposes initiate World War III? Wait a minute. You know, remember this. This is important we get this. They want to rule the world via Israel. That's the goal here. They want to have World War III. And Christians have signed on to because of the Scofield Reference Bible. They have come in and they have said, oh, if we could start World War III, if we could start the end, if we could have Armageddon and we could have the destruction of the planet, it'll get us to heaven quicker. You think, wait a minute. You're kidding, right? No, that's really how they feel. That when this starts, they get to go to heaven, and they get to sit up in the heavenly grandstands while the books of Revelation and the seals are open and applaud the destruction of our planet. What about all the souls that aren't saved yet? How about all those people? Are they all going to hell? What's wrong with you Christians? Why do you say stuff like that? Shouldn't it be that Jesus should tarry as long as possible so more people can get saved and come to the righteousness of God through Christ? Isn't that the most important thing right here, instead of starting World War III because you want to go to heaven? What's wrong with you? You've been so brainwashed by the Scofield Reference Bible that you believe all this stuff is okay. Now, we'll know this thing's going to get real close when the Dome of the Rock gets blown up and they set up a third temple. We know that. But Shabbat Lubavitch, are you kidding me? These are the guys that stand in front of the Wailing Wall and they rock back and forth and they pray, and they're rocking back and forth is simulating a sex act with having sex with these archangels that surround their god, Ein Sof. This is not Old Testament Israel. This is not the book of Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy. This is not the Pentateuch. This is not the Torah. This is this is Shabbat Lubavitch twisting everything through the Zohar, making their god a snake in a tree. That's what this is. And they want to destroy the entire planet to let Lucifer reign. Out of chaos will come a new world order. That's what this is. Benjamin Netanyahu basically tells Trump what to do. He's a puppet on a string. Here. And the sad part about it is, here we go. This is crazy.
Here we go. I got to correct myself. I made a mistake earlier. I said that Jeffrey Epstein's massive penthouse mansion in New York was valued at $40 million. I was wrong on that. Here's an article addressing it. Here's how Jeffrey Epstein acquired a $77 million Upper Seaside townhouse for $0. Seven stories tall, Jeffrey Epstein was arrested in July on suspicion of sex trafficking minors in Manhattan and Florida homes from 2002 to 2005. At the center's investigation to Epstein's Upper East Side townhouse, which was transferred to him for $0 in 2011. Now, isn't it funny? That was the same time that the final convictions went through and he kept his mouth shut and didn't give the blacklist out on all of his individuals. Remember, he didn't let anybody know who he was involved in. He ended up doing the whole thing with basically the money laundering. All of a sudden, he took the conviction. Basically, he took the pinch, as they call it in the mafia. He went to jail. Suddenly, he gets a $77 million townhouse transferred to him for $0. This insider spoke with New York-based real estate lawyer Mark Lavin, partner of Walshaw Bernstein, about logistics, plans transferring a $77 million mansion for $0. I'll post a video. You can link it here. That's the crazy part about this, is all this stuff was going on. But yet there's nobody who's involved with anything. There was nothing that happened.
Well, here it is. The townhouse was bought in 89 by founder and CEO Lex Wagner of Victoria's Secret. Yep. I mean, we're not making – I just sent you another picture. I want you to post this photo up there, too.
Okay.
So I set it up. But, I mean –
Look at this. He then sold it in 98, New York-based corporation, for an undisclosed amount. Public records for 2011, right after Epstein got his conviction in Florida and kept his mouth shut, show that Epstein held to some degree ownership of EES. Then basically the entire amount, the ownership of the property, was then transferred to NES to the Virgin Islands cable Maple, which is controlled solely by Epstein. Documents indicate the property was transferred to Maple for $0. Lex Wessner bought a mansion, transferred it through shell corporations to Epstein.
And Lex Wexner, they were using Lex Wexner to bring Victoria's Models down to the island. I read you the article the other day. They were promised to become a Victoria's
Secret model,
and they came down to the islands, and they were servicing all these geezers. Unbelievable. Put this picture up. I sent you a picture.
Did you email it to me?
I texted it to you.
And
you know, here's the crazy part about all of this stuff. When we see this, you better ask yourself a question. Who's controlling the puppet strings? Who's doing this? Who are we talking about now doing it? If you read Dead Men Tell No Tales on Epstein, it talks about the fact he was completely controlled through Israel. I mean, you know, and let me, I'm not trying to defend Benjamin Netanyahu here, okay? He's another puppet. He's just doing what he's been told to do. But is he the one controlling Trump? Or he just came to Trump the other day. And basically, I guess he must have told Trump, this could all be a hoax. That's with the Russian hoax.
Yeah.
I don't know who said this to him. This is even way out there for Trump. Now, I got it that Trump's an actor. I got that. Remember that? Never forget Trump's an actor. And I know he should be able to pull off a lot of stuff. He can't pull this off. This is not going to go away. So we got to ask ourselves a question. You got it?
Yeah.
Put it up. Put a camera four. Give me camera four, Rich. There you go. This guy is one great negotiator.
He's a puppet.
He's a puppet.
Jeez.
There you go.
That's rough.
All right. We can get that off the screen.
Yeah.
But the point is, here we are sitting here going, wait a minute, this can't be real. The crap is not real. Are you kidding me?
So Lex Wessner gives Epstein a $77 million mansion in New York after he keeps his mouth shut on his conviction in 2011. But he wasn't involved with anybody. Nothing to do here.
And then Jared Kushner and his daughter basically are high-level Shabbat Lubavitch are the same ones that sit there at the Wailing Wall and rock back and forth that have simulated sex with archangels to get their message across. And then she goes to the tomb of Sneerson, who's another one of those guys, and says how great he was and how they thought he was the Messiah. This thing is so screwed up and so twisted. Nobody wants to talk about it because it's like he said the other day, and Tucker Carlson was writing it when he said this in Tampa. He said, criticizing the state of Israel is not anti-Semitic. Criticizing any country that comes against the interests of the United States is not anti-Semitic. It's what we have the right to do under the First Amendment. And now you say, well, you're being an anti-Semite. What the heck does that even mean anymore? I mean, the Arabs are Semites too. I mean, and then we know that Benjamin Netanyahu was told years ago that the Semitic blood, the Jewish blood from Ephraim, wasn't even in the Akazaki Jews because they came out of the area, you know, that we know as Ukraine. All of this stuff's an unbelievable mess, and we've been hoodwinked into believing this stuff because of the Scofield Reference Bible. I mean, we have Christian settlements being destroyed and killed and machine gunned, you know, and we sit as Christians to support this mess. This isn't okay. We're supposed to love one another. If they want to go kill each other in the sandbox, that's their choice. We don't have to pay for it, Austin. They put a gun to our head and says, you pay your taxes so we can send more armament to these countries so they can kill each other. Why are we involved in this? Okay, why? Because Israel has deemed it so. Look what happened with the USS Liberty in 1967. They strafed our communication ship with 5,000 rounds of ammunition, including 20-millimeter cannon and torpedoes, blew holes into the side of it, trying to sink it, trying to precipitate World War III. Watch the movie, the whole thing that was done, sacrificing Liberty. You'll see who Israel is. And they were going to drop their doggone Mossad in on the ship with helicopters. They've got a video of it on the this movie. And they were coming in to kill the rest of the people on the ship when they got a message out, Israel has attacked us. And all of a sudden they were called off. And oh, it was a mistake. We put 5,000 rounds into your ship flying, stars and stripes. Oh, glory. We had the U.S. flag. We blew it off. We blew off the antennas. And we didn't think you could communicate out. And one of the guys on the ship ran up to one of the masts with a coax cable, and hooked up an antenna and said, Israel's attacking us. And then the ship was taken to a third port. Here it is. Look at this.
Remember,
Israel
the USS
did this.
Liberty deliberately attacked by Israel in June 1967. The 75-minute attack killed 34 American sailors and wounded 174.
It was the most decorated ship in the history of the Navy because of what happened.
A false flag to blame Egypt. Yeah.
This is the same group that did this to us. So you don't think they're capable of this? They already did it. So, my gosh, it's unbelievable, Austin. And, you know, I've tried my best not to get involved with this, not to talk much about this stuff, but it's just part of it now. You got to realize when they say, we deem it so that Jeffrey Epstein was a hoax, and the president of the United States comes out and says, it was all a hoax, like Russiagate, nothing to see here, move on. Well, Ghislaine Maxwell's right. Get me out of prison.
Yeah. Why am I here now?
And now her prosecutor and Epstein's prosecutor has been fired by Trump in New York. You know, the daughter of Comey.
They just had a vote. They just had a vote as far as in Congress, as far as to bring up what Ghislaine
Maxwell. Covered it all up.
They said, nope, they declined it all. It reaches a point where kind of like, I mean.
Maureen Comey, daughter of James Comey and prosecutor of Jeffrey Epstein, is fired. Comey, who had worked in the U.S. Attorney's Office for nearly a decade, prosecuted both Epstein and Maxwell. She has now been terminated from her job in Manhattan, U.S. Attorney's Office, according to two people familiar with the matter who were granted anonymity because they were not authorized to speak publicly. The reason for her firing was not immediately clear. She did not immediately respond to phone calls and an email seeking comment. Spokesperson for the Justice Department, U.S. Attorney's Office, declined to comment. Yeah, I bet you they declined to comment.
Well, nobody knows what to say.
Well, you know why they declined comment, don't you? Anything you say can and will be used against you in a court of law if they decide to bring this to a hearing before Congress. This is Hogan's Heroes. We're going to go funny for a second. This is Sergeant Schultz. He sees something unbelievably horrible happen, you know, in Hogan's Heroes. And then they start questioning him. I saw nothing. I know nothing. I say nothing. You go, man, Sergeant Schultz, are you kidding me? Pull up a picture of Sergeant Schultz from Hogan's Heroes. Okay. And this is what we've got going right now. I know nothing. I see nothing. I know nothing. Because I don't want to get dragged into this ditch with everybody else. This is the Iran-Contra with Reagan. This is all about the Sandinistas. This thing's going to sit in his presidency, in his craw, for the next 3.5 years. Anything he may have been able to accomplish will be completely and totally hoodwinked, and he will have very little power as the president with the people anymore, because the people are no longer going to listen to him and call their congressional leaders. Remember, the BBB gets passed, and suddenly there's no Epstein list. Here's Sergeant Schultz. Rather, I see nothing. Nothing. No. Put it. Is he got any audio on this?
No, there's audio. It's just a G. Yeah,
I see nothing. I see nothing. Turns his head, closes his eyes. I see nothing. And Bob Crane looks at him like, okay, that's what it's supposed to be. This is what we got right now. We see nothing. Absolutely nothing.
Nothing,
right
nothing
now.
There.
Nothing. Nothing here to talk about. Nothing here to rant about. And this is why I don't want to talk about this. I don't want. I'd rather talk to you about supplements and eating healthy and how to lower your blood pressure and cholesterol and triglycerides and blood sugar levels and have tremendous energy all the days of your life. I'd rather talk to you about me taking my GHI cleanse this morning and my collagen and will my fingernails and toenails grow too long. I'd like to talk about that or why my hair is not a toupee. I'd rather talk about that and joke around with you guys. But this crap's not going away. That's why we gave this show an R rating today. I'm gonna warn people not to let their children watch this because of the stuff that we're talking about on this. I loathe pedophiles. I can't stand them. I cannot stand them. And the sad part about it is they're being protected. And these aren't just pedophiles. These are rapists of young children.
Yeah.
Okay. They aren't running around with 17-year-old girls here. This is a lot different than that. This whole thing's weird and twisted. And what the heck did he have a dental chair in his shower for in his Manhattan mansion?
I don't know. Things.
What? I mean, my God, how much blood are they spilling in there? Down the drain in the dental chair? What? Who? What's wrong with these people, man? This is sick. And, but yet here we sit and go, oh, nothing to see here. It was all a hoax. How about Guffrey, who died just a few months ago? She said it wasn't a hoax. How about the girl who from Australia said, I was raped 3 times a day by these people, and I saw Jeffrey Epstein turn into something else? That's not a hoax. How about the other 1,000 girls that were trafficked down there? This went on for decades, Austin. Decades. And they entrapped thousands of people on that list. And here's the problem we got. Let's say we decide to release the list. It's going to be redacted. Not only is it going to be redacted, a whole bunch of it will be disposed of.
Yeah, yeah.
And if they so now we've got well, we've got 4 people on the list.
Or it's going to be some national security stunt, like you said. And it's all going to be sharpened. It's all going to be black highlighter. Everything's going to be black highlighter.
Yeah.
So.
We already know the CIA and Mossad were directly involved in the Kennedy assassination, and we talked about the guy, one of the shooters, who admitted to it.
Yeah.
Let me give you a story here. This is a story. We're going to change topics for a second. Back in the 80s. I entered my final bodybuilding contest. It was a Southeastern Mr. America contest. And I met a guy by the name of Cesar Giuliani. He had won the tall vision version and the overall teenage Mr. America contest. Now, I know some of you think, well, who cares? It doesn't matter, okay? Cesar Giuliani and I were backstage and we were talking. The guy was in phenomenal shape. He was involved with the wrong people up in New Jersey. I'm going to tell you the story right now. And so the Holy Spirit says to me, in the middle of this contest, you need to talk to him about Jesus. Because I was saved. So me and Caesar had to come to Jesus meeting. Now, he thought I was nuts.
Yeah.
He thought I was nuts. And you think, well why do you bring this up right now? Well, we got to have a segue break. That's number one. Number two, because it's got too negative. Of course, this isn't very positive either. And so Caesar Giuliani and I are backstage, and we're talking about Christ. Well, Caesar Giuliani was involved with the mob.
Yeah.
Okay. And here's an interesting story. Here we go. You ready? And let's see here. Here we go. In July of 1981, this mobster from New Jersey, his best friend was a 21-year-old bodybuilder named Cesar Giuliani. This is a year after I talked to him about Jesus.
Okay.
Cesar Giuliani was found dead, shot in the head behind the steering wheel of a car parked in Brooklyn.
Jeez.
You think I'm making it up? Yeah, I posted this story so you can read it. Okay, and basically it was a straight hit, and they basically killed him because supposedly Giuliani was sleeping with the girlfriend of one of these mobsters. Now you know why we're R-rated show today here. Okay, not long after that, this girlfriend overdosed and drowned on Jones Beach in Long Island. Some people say she was overdosed on purpose. But Cesar Giuliani was dead.
Shot in the back of the head.
Okay, you say, why are you doing this? About 30 years ago, I'm at Woody's Health Club. Actually, longer than that. About 35 years ago. This was a dump of a gym in Auburndale. I mean, it was a dump. It was awful.
It was the only gym around.
It was the only gym around. Okay?
I remember going there with you.
And I remember I was in there. People spit in the corners. It was nasty. Oh, God, it was awful.
It was just a meat grinder gym. Everybody that needed to had to hit the weights went there.
And all of a sudden, one day, I'm supersetting. Inclines, flies, and dips. I mean, I'm having at it. I mean, I'm working out hard. I'm in great shape. I'm, my early 40s, late 30s. And also the Holy Spirit says, talk to Joe over here. I can't remember his name, but I think it was Joe. And I said, Joe, talk to him about Jesus. And I'm like, talk to Jesus, though, about Jesus. I mean, and it was very, very clear that I was being led to do this. And I thought, I'm in the middle of a superset. Holy Spirit says, yeah, I'm basically not asking you. I'm telling you, go talk to Joe.
That's a superset.
So I just dropped my weights down. I dropped myself. Okay. I will. I walked over, started talking to Joe. And suddenly, Joe's talking. I'm talking about Jesus again. Next week, Joe's dead. Hit a telephone pole. Died.
Yeah.
In his car. Here's the thing. When the Holy Spirit moves you to do something, just be obedient, because you don't know what's going to happen to that individual or whatever. I don't want to cover stuff like this with Epstein. Here's my segue. But when I feel led by the Holy Spirit to tell you as Christians the truth of what's going on here, I don't want to do this. I don't even like talking about this, because every time we talk about Israel, we get massive blowback in the office. It's enough. You guys have to see the truth now. Now, a lot of you guys who are Israel proponents right now, you've already turned the show off anyhow, because we talked about Epstein being Mossad, being run by Israel.
And USS Liberty.
And the USS Liberty. And then we put up a picture of Benjamin Netanyahu holding Donald Trump with a lap puppet in his lap. Now you're all mad about that.
You know, I got to say something, though. I'm going to cut you off. I don't understand this, why so many people get mad when I, and you've done the same thing, when I bring up USS Liberty. It is a documented, factual naval
the most decorated ship in the history of the Navy.
And it's like you bring it up and everybody goes, what are you talking about? That didn't happen. Like, dude, it is fully documented with the U.S. Navy.
I was in a doctor's office last year.
Yeah.
Okay. And it wasn't for me. It was a friend of mine who was getting some cosmetic surgery done.
Yeah.
And so these two guys come walking in and they're selling a special type of laser to the surgeon. And so I started asking them questions. They were both Israeli citizens.
Really?
Yeah, I never told you this. And so I start talking to them, and they're big proponents, and they've got some really great stuff that comes out of Israel as far as technology with laser. They do. And so then I asked them both. I said, oh, by the way, have you both heard about the USS Liberty?
You asked them that?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I'm sure that went over well.
Oh, that went over real badly. That conversation ended instantly. And I thought to myself, oh, I said, now, I didn't even tell them what happened with the USS Liberty. I said, why don't you guys just look it up?
Oh, yeah. They already know.
They already knew what it was. Yeah. They were taught that in the school.
Everybody knows what USS Liberty is.
Well, no. Well, not Americans don't.
Well, anybody that's got any military knowledge, they do.
You know, I mean, how many people? The other day, we talked to a full board colonel asking about Building 7. He had no idea what we were talking about.
That's true.
I mean, this whole thing is the fact that, you know, we've been basically put in the dark. And we're like a bunch of mushrooms. They throw us in the dark. They put a bunch of crap on top of us, and they tell us to grow and to develop and to work and slave.
They open the door and check on us occasionally to throw us more crap.
Well, no, and so then they don't know what to do. And now I will say one thing this morning. I got this from my daughter, and I will say this because I want to do something. So I got to say something positive here. And it says move like everything is going to work out because it is. This is really good from Alexis. Your mindset is the engine. Your faith in God and in Jesus Christ is the fuel. Stop second guessing and start showing up like it's already done. Have faith in what you believe God's going to do for you. Speak it, walk it, own it. Doubt has no place in a vision this big that's been orchestrated by God Almighty Himself. When you move with belief, the universe and God and the angels respond and doors open and opportunities appear. The right people then begin to align. You have survived too much to play it small now. Trust in your process. Trust this process. Trust in God. Trust in the Holy Spirit. Trust your pace. And most of all, trust that everything you are building is going to pay off. Keep going. Keep grinding. Keep believing in Jesus Christ all the days of your life. Guys, listen to me.
Well said.
My plaque over there says, Swile. Two principles of life that can never be broken, prayer and work. And we need to understand that. And so we have to pretend like, we have to believe that what we believe is going to come true and this stuff's going to be exposed. We have to. Yeah. Now, it may be the downfall of the entire government, but they're not going to let that happen because it took too long to get all this blackmail stuff up, and they're never going to give us the paperwork. They'll say it got destroyed.
The only way... The government that we currently see now, that we currently call the government, the tyrannical regime that's involved with the entire black ops, they're never going to release this voluntarily.
No.
However, there are enough people and enough patriots that are still among the scenes that could get this information and release
it. And when it gets out, they'll say it's fake news, it's not real. They're always going to spin. Because remember,
they're always going to spin what they're doing right now.
Well, because see, remember, the average person, because of cognitive dissonance and because they don't want a paradigm shift this big.
Right.
They don't want this paradigm shift. They're not going to believe the truth. Jesus said that. Light has come into the world, but the world has preferred the darkness. Trump has come into the world and masqueraded as light.
Yeah.
He ain't light. All right. None of these politicians are. And I'm not just picking on Trump. They're given to us to vote for because they can be controlled. That's the last one that couldn't be controlled was John F. Kennedy.
Yeah.
And they blew his head off on national TV. because they want to let everybody know that nobody does what he was doing and exposes who they are.
The only difference with this, though, now, as far as with this cognitive dissonance that everybody's experiencing, is everybody's realizing this involves kids now. That always hits a string with parents. That's why nobody's letting this go, because this is so big, this is so enormous, and so many people are involved, and everybody knows this has been going on. It's documented with the FBI. It's documented with prosecutors, with attorneys. This isn't some, it didn't exist, nothing happened, he didn't traffic
some of the girls that ended up on Epstein Island were recruited from Mar-a-Lago.
Yes.
Period.
And a lot of them were through Victoria's Secret with Lex Wessler.
And I will give Trump credit. When he realized what was going on, he disassociated himself because he knew what was coming.
Yeah.
Because there was too much baggage going. Now, he did do that. But it doesn't matter who, but he hung out with this guy for years, if not decades before that. Just like Trump held out, there was a guy, there was an attorney that he had, Lee Cohen, up in New York City, a hardcore homosexual. He's one of Trump's best friends, talked to him every day.
Yeah.
You know, they used to frequent clubs together. There's pictures of Trump with him at different clubs. It's pretty weird stuff. But then Trump was very young then. But the problem is this. How much stuff do people do to get compromised? You know, George Clooney is supposedly used to walk around handing out naked pictures of himself so that he could be compromised. Now he's almost worth $1 billion. Because he said, okay, you know, because he wanted to be part of that group that could be controlled.
Yeah.
And see, once you start talking about stuff you're not supposed to, they write you out of the script.
That's exactly
on the
right.
World stage. Look at Joan Rivers. Joan Rivers came up and said that Barack Obama was gay, Michelle was a tranny, everybody knows. Boom. A couple months later, she's dead, or she disappeared, or whatever, and then a wrongful death suit ensued. The point is this. Once you start talking about stuff you're not supposed to talk about, and when you have it, look at Kobe Bryant. All of a sudden, you get saved. You start doing something, right? Look at Kanye West. Look at Candace Owens. Everybody starts talking about stuff. Look at Prince. Look at Michael Jackson. They start talking about certain things they shouldn't talk about, and because of the notoriety that they've been given. Why do you think we're shadow banned all the time on this show? Because they don't want the news to go out. Why do you think they don't want us in the rankings as far as the Google analytics? Because they don't want the news to go out the way we put the news out there, because we're not playing any games with anybody. We're just telling you the way it is. If you want to support Mossad, if you want to support Shabbat Lubavitch, if you want to support Einsoff and the snake in the tree, support this group of people that are in office right now, because that's who's controlling them. And behind the scenes at the very end is going to be Lucifer. He's the god of this age. And the Bible says, had he known what he was doing, he never would have crucified the Son of Glory. He's the one in charge. That's what I told Mancow this morning, because Mancow's freaking out because he doesn't know what to do, because Trump's not doing what he's supposed to do, what he told us he's going to do. Everybody wants the list exposed. Everybody wants the Kennedy information exposed, too. Guys, that's been 60 years. It still isn't exposed. Just a news flash. Everybody wants Roswell exposed. That's been almost 80 years. That hasn't gotten released either. 70 years. None of this stuff is being released, because if they release this stuff, they let you know who the real rulers of this planet are. And that's what George Carlin said. There's a big club. Big club of pedophiles is what it is. And you and me, we ain't in it. And so they don't want us to know who they are, because they're the ones who control everything from economic policy to discount rates on the Fed, the international money supply, the international monetary funds. They control the Bank of International Settlements. They control the Federal Reserve Banks all over the world. It's this group of people that run the planet, because they control the M1. They control money supply. And without money supply, the entire world comes to a grinding halt. It goes right back to Angel Wars, Austin. We talk about how Lucifer, how the love of money was the root of all evil. These people are so consumed with greed, they don't have enough. You give them a yacht, they want another yacht. You give them a jet, they want another jet. You give them a bigger jet, they want a bigger jet. They don't have one jet, they got a fleet of jets. It never, ever stops. TV evangelists, I'm worth $1 billion. I'm worth $5 billion. I've heard it say that. I've got a fleet of jets. Well, why are you worth so much money, and why are you hoarding so much cash when there's so many people all over the world that could use your help, and so many real churches could be paid off with all that money you're sitting on?
Yeah.
I just thought I'd ask you that question. That's why I don't support groups and churches and nonprofits that don't have open books. I won't do it. Yeah. You know, why are you bragging about being a billionaire? And then you turn around in your own same sentence, you brag about being a billionaire, and then you talk about how God's an hermaphrodite. What's wrong with you? And everybody says you're a high-level Mason anyhow. I mean, this stuff is so sick when you look at it, you start thinking, it can't be this messed up, but it is. That's why we've got to keep our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus all the days of our lives, and we've got to continue to pray like it's all up to God and do like it's all up to us. And don't be a pencil neck. Tell the truth. Stand your ground with Christ every single day. Very, very important. I'm on a tear today.
I can play this.
Okay, here we go. Here we go.
Do you think that the country will see the first, the United States will see the first gay president or the first woman president?
Well, we already have it with Obama, so let's just calm down.
Got it.
You know Michelle is a trans.
I'm sorry, she's a what?
A transgender. We all know.
Oh, my gosh.
She was dead a few months later.
Yeah, shortly thereafter.
You do this.
She stepped outside the narrative.
No, you get written out of the script real fast. Remember, this whole world is the theater stage. It's basically the whole universe, including the angels, watch us down here. Because this is the whole thing that God did when he put the earth back together again, you know, for the second development of the planet before he flooded again with Noah. All of this stuff we cover in Angel Wars. You've got to listen to Angel Wars. Then you understand who runs the show down here.
Here, I'm going to switch gears a little bit. This is almost more funny fodder. Now you can figure out why they got this Moderna shot passed. The CDC just came out now and they said COVID-19 cases rising in half the state.
Oh, God. Listen
to this, though. The map and data released by the CDC show that 25 states are seeing increases or likely to see increases in cases of the virus. But yet, the diagnosis and basically severity of it is very low. So why does it matter, then? If the severity is very low and nobody's being hospitalized, the majority of people already have natural immunity or their immune system already so shot from the shot, pun intended, essentially everybody's just getting exposed to it and it's rolling around with a new co-circulating variant, why do they keep putting it up in the new narrative? Why does the CDC keep releasing this stuff? Why do they come out and say, oh, we got MB-181? The reason why I'm giving this any type of coverage is to give you guys more information on this to understand they're never going to let this go. They're constantly going to try to play the fear porn with the COVID because they have to keep the narrative going in order to keep the shot continually evolving, continually getting approved, and continually putting it together. Now they already have the COVID shot, flu shot, bi combo. They already are rolling that out now. They'll do that again with another shot. They like doing this with these buy and try combos like the MMR, measles, mumps, rubella, because that way they can say, you got to get your measles shot, but you got to get your mumps, rubella shot with it. It's virtually impossible. I've talked to multiple people now, parents that have had kids that got nervous about this measles thing, and they want to get their kids a measles shot. They decided they weren't really sure what to do. None of them. I haven't talked to anybody that can actually find a measles vaccine anymore. There's not no myself. Measles vaccine no, that exists. Exist. A straight up measles vaccine from a denatured virus or a dead virus, just that. They have to be the MMR shot. That's why they do it. They do these recumbent vaccines that have multiple different viruses in them so they can generate more revenue. They can have more inflammatory response because in most cases, reality, if they came out with a clean measles vaccine that had a dead virus in it from measles and they didn't use a bunch of adjuvants, the concept of immunizations would actually be fairly effective, in my opinion.
In moderation.
In moderation.
Because it overloads the immune system.
Correct. But you're dealing with one virus mm-hmm. that the body gets to attack.
I would do it with measles, and I would do it with chicken pox.
And tetanus.
Yeah, and tetanus. That would be a
but they would all be singular immunizations. Mm-hmm. That's the problem. You can't get that anymore, just like you can't get a tetanus shot. It's got to be a DTaP shot, diphtheria, tetanus, and pertussis. Why can't I get a regular tetanus shot? Well, we combine these two. I'm not worried about diphtheria and pertussis. I've got exposed to tetanus somehow, something I was doing, and I need to get tetanus shot.
It increases the cost of the shot.
That's exactly right.
Because instead of being a dollar shot, it becomes a $3 shot. Instead of selling it for $20 on a retail level, they sell it for $60.
Yep, that's exactly right.
And so all of a sudden now they triple their margins, and it didn't cost them anything extra.
It didn't cost them anything extra. And in most cases, it causes more of an inflammatory response and causes more health problems as well, which causes more people to come back to the doctor and more people to have autoimmune problems and everything else.
That's right. That's why so many people have measles. Have allergies. It's death, life-threatening allergies to peanuts.
Yes.
They put peanut oil in the shots.
Yep.
By the way, Trump unveils more than $100 billion in AI energy investments as part of a major push for the U.S. to lead innovation over China. Now, let me say something to you about this. We change, we exchange, and they exchange. We transfer this information back and forth between China and the United States.
Yes.
And Russia. We used to not as much now with Russia anymore because they're the boogeyman now. But we used to give them all of this information. Bill Clinton gave them the silent shaft technology for a nuclear submarine.
Yeah.
Just thought I'd tell you that.
Look that up.
Okay. You can look it up. And you think, well, why would he do that? Well, because it's all part of the big plan. The whole planet's being run by the same group of people. They control both sides of the narrative, just like Otto Kahn said. That's who runs the planet. Is that he said we control both sides, the Republicans and the Democrats. We hold the Earth by its axis, and basically do anything we want to do with it. That's what he said. And you think to yourself, well, this is crazy. Well, I didn't say it wasn't crazy. I'm just telling you what they themselves say when you get them in a candid moment when they tell the truth.
They do. I got this is kind of a funny story. I got to cover this.
All right.
Jaguar. Sales have now cratered a shocking 98% since they put out the woke rebrand and their EV Pilot. And this was part of their this is part of their thing they put out here. This was their big
market. Are these men or women?
I'm not sure. I think both mixed. I don't know.
They look like hermaphrodites.
I'm not 100%.
They look like aliens.
Yeah. This was the big Jaguar rebrand. This was their marketing strategy to promote their new cars.
It's so stupid.
Cars. Not a single car was shown in their ad. And their sales right after that immediately plummeted.
Do I hear Bud Light?
Yeah. That's what it says right here. The uproar over the woke ads was likened to the Bud Light bizarre partnership with transgender influencer. The collapse in sales can mostly be attributed to delay in releasing the models and also their bizarre marketing strategy they put together. Now, here's the thing about this. And I'm just giving you guys a heads up. If you own a Jaguar, it's probably time to get off that sinking ship. I'm just being honest with you. I'm giving you some just my personal opinion.
This is not. We're not giving you financial advice.
Not financial advice. I'm just.
But if you don't,
I owned one.
If you don't own one, I would not buy one.
No. And if I did own one, I would be looking at liquidating at this point because there's a high probability. I'm not predicting anything. There's a high probability this company is going to go bankrupt. Their sales.
They'll get bought out.
They'll get bought out or they'll get rebranded. But again, at the end of the day, no. They're going the same way as Bud Light. Nobody with any aspect of reason wants to buy these things anymore when they're promoting this weirdness.
But remember, though, you get a few people in the marketing department in the CEO positions that are weirdos, and they go, oh, we like this. Let's have a bunch of hermaphrodites.
Yeah.
Well, guess what, weirdos? Nobody else wants to be a hermaphrodite besides you.
And the crazy part about it is about the last 4 or 5 years, Jaguar was actually coming out with some pretty cool sports cars.
They were pretty nice cars.
No, they were coming out with some pretty cool stuff, and they had some pretty cool SUVs they were coming out with, and all of a sudden it's like, bam. Then, like you said, they put some DEI morons in the marketing department and said, we want you to rebrand it. Guys, when you rebrand stuff, that can be unbelievably great. You do it in the right direction. It can also be unbelievably detrimental when you do really stupid stuff and go away from your base.
Well, and the thing about it is that a lot of people, like Twitter, should have been changed to X.
I know, I still have a hard time.
Well, no, because the truth
Twitter's about Twitter's a brand name.
No, because,
household name.
Well, what happens, you get these guys in these marketing departments, we got to rebrand.
Yeah.
Well, I don't want to rebrand. How about we just leave it the way it is? Really? And the problem is, a lot of times people do that thinking they're going to make it better, and they make it worse, and they lose a big percentage of their market. It really does. I mean, it's crazy. It'd be like Chevrolet getting rid of the Silverado.
Yeah.
One of the dumbest ones I've ever seen. Acura had a car called the Legend.
Yeah.
Well, they wanted to rebrand it. They got rid of the name. It was one of the best marquees, best names of a car I've ever heard of. It was the Legend. It was phenomenal.
The Legend.
And now it's like a
the myth.
Now it's got some number on it. You know, and I'm like, the Legend was the best name ever, but Acura again, let's change this.
Well, the same thing, they got rid of the Integra. I mean, everybody still, I mean, from the 90s, I'm in the Integra, and then they changed it up on there.
Well, but you know, sometimes you just need to leave things alone.
Yeah.
You know, freshen them up a little bit, but don't just get rid of them.
Yeah.
Ridiculous. Well, by the way, keep your hearts and minds in Christ. We're almost out of time. All the days of your life. Remember, Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And he is the author, he is the finisher, and he is the perfecter of our faith. Always look to him for your guidance, and always remember that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us, and that this is the day the Lord hath made, and we will rejoice and we will be glad in it. It doesn't matter what the news is doing, and it sure in heck doesn't matter what Trump's doing.
No.
You're going to rejoice in the Lord all the days of your life if you have your hearts and minds in him, and you're being led by the Holy Spirit. And that's why I try not to do shows like this, and Austin and I, neither one like shows like this.
I really don't.
But this thing had to be, we had to cover this today.
We can't let it go. I mean,
I want to let it go, but we can't.
I want to let it go too, but the problem is, it's like Trump's feeding this fire now with this unbelievable admit nothing, deny everything, make counter accusations. I mean, he's literally following the CIA mantra.
He's Hogan's Heroes. He's Schultz.
Yeah. I mean, it's like, that's why I wanted to bring the whole thing with Lex Wessner, you know, gifting that $77 million mansion.
And that's covered in that book, by the way.
Yeah, yeah.
Dead Men Tell No Tales about Jeffrey Epstein. You've got to read that book. I read that book 5, 6 years ago. Mancow gave it to me. Told me to buy it.
But you know, I remember though, it's doesn't exist. Nothing exists. Jeffrey Epstein doesn't exist anymore.
I'm going to try to find that book. It's in my library somewhere. I may read you some of the excerpts from that tomorrow, but if I want to talk about this mess again.
Ultimate Multiple Capsules, one of y'all's favorite products. You guys voted in it one. Be sure to take advantage of it on sale right now for over 15% off. It's our Ultimate Multiple Powder formula in a capsule form. Works great. Fantastic. Be sure to check it out on sale right now. I appreciate all the emails. Thank you. I know we cover up some wild topics. Sometimes I don't want to cover this stuff. I really don't. I really don't enjoy it. But I got to get this information out there. And sometimes you got to put all the pieces together so everybody gets the full picture, understand it, get the truth out, and then go back to focusing on yourself, your health, your family, and stay strong and keep getting the truth out to my friends. I appreciate you guys. Have a great evening.
Hey, I love you guys. And again, thank you so much for your support.